episode 2563, Just Calm Down.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy MBT, I hope you're enjoying a fabulous weekend. How's your weather going, though? For us, we got snow in the forecast. Yes, the South is going to get hit again, and oh, I am so excited. But honestly, I just want a little bit of white, and then I want it to melt by the next day. Okay, that's for another episode. Today, it's Relationship Builders. Just calm down. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Cases newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, fixing what goes wrong the first time is a challenge. It's a challenge the second, the third, or fourth time. There are so many variables involved. Sometimes it's you and emotions, something you can't control, or just circumstances. So just calm down. Peace of mind cannot be attained by ignoring the problems. You have to solve them. However, when there are problems, you can get a little uptight. Or maybe that's an understatement. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Frustration builds against what's happening, and it also builds against your sweetheart. Then it can quickly escalate to you being really mad and angry. When emotions get the best of us, we cannot be our best. That's just a fact of life. But a lot of us live from the point of only emotions. Emotions can be your best friend, or they can haunt you. And in relationships, especially marriage, emotions cannot lead the conversation. But how many conversations have you had that emotions are leading the conversation? Come on, be honest with yourself. Yeah, most of them. Seriously, right? When you're sitting there and you're even talking about dinner. Oh, hon, what do you want for dinner? Oh, I don't know. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. Well, we had this. Well, you decide. No, I'm tired of deciding. You pick. I'm exhausted. I've worked hard all day. You decide. Next thing you know, you're screaming at each other for a simple, simple answer of what do you want for dinner tonight? I mean, think about it. How ridiculous are our conversations? It's because of emotions. And we can't let emotions lead our conversations. And when it does, by the way, it takes you down a dark rabbit hole where you can't see what's coming. Seriously, think back to when someone sounded threatening to you in a tone of voice or words. Your natural reaction is to go on the defense. No one likes to be threatened in any form or fashion. So why do we as spouses think we can do it to our sweethearts? No, seriously. Why do we do it? If you want to win more and lose less, you've got to just calm down. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Just calm down. Now, that win or loss, that doesn't mean that you get your way. I want to make sure we are very clear about that. It's not about keeping score. It's about finding the communication level as to how you can figure out the problem and solve it together. It's about building a life together and communicating to achieve the goals you set as a couple. It's not about saying, woohoo, I was right. You were wrong. No. It's not a win-loss here. It's not like that. A win-lose. No. None of that can happen if you don't calm down. You can't solve a problem as a couple if you don't calm down. So there's no reason to throw fuel on the fire, but we do it all the time. You bring home your craziness from work and someone else brings home their craziness with the kids. And what do you have? Oh my goodness. It's fireworks everywhere. Why? Why is that? Because it's all emotions. You're driven by emotions. Now, understand this. Emotions can be very, very beneficial. But when it comes to communication, not so much. So how do you just calm down? Well, it all takes some TLC. Let's break that down for you. Number one, T, take a deep breath. Breathing gives your mind and body space to pause. You know, if we would just pause for a moment, seriously, breathe with me. Did that seem like an eternity? And that was only two deep breaths. But it felt like a lifetime, didn't it? Because we're so hurried, scurried. All we are is like this little mouse running every which direction, trying to find the only cheese that we're after, as if it's the only thing in the world that we're ever going to get. Take a deep breath. Gather yourself and look at the situation differently. And most certainly, allow yourself to take that third breath, not just two, but three, before jumping in. Now, I want to say this. If you are breathing and your breathing doesn't allow you to slow down, I'm telling you right now, you need to remove yourself from the situation. You are way too uptight. Your blood pressure is probably just climbing up the ladder. So if you cannot take three long breaths, deep ones, you need to pause for, put on the brakes and step away. Don't even say any more because you are in a serious, dire strait of an emergency. I'm not talking about 911. I'm talking about within your relationship. And you need to pay attention to that. Be aware. Be alert. Stop just getting up and doing the same old thing. That's not going to get you anywhere in life. You're not going to live to be 100 years old together. I know you're probably saying, I don't want to live to 100 years old. No, but what if you are living to 100 years old? Don't you want to have an incredible relationship getting there? So we've got to learn to take a deep breath. Number two, L, lower the intensity. You can't communicate well if you are overheated. Have you ever felt your heart when you're so mad? I mean, literally, it's like you can feel your face heating up. It feels like your heart is exploding out of your chest. You just can't figure out life in this situation. You can't. You're too uptight, and uptight isn't even a great word. So you got to lower the intensity. By taking a deep breath, that's the first step. Sometimes, guess what? You have to remove yourself from that situation immediately. I've shared this story many, many times, and it doesn't have anything to do really with my husband, as more so with my children. But sometimes mama needs to go into timeout. And guess what? So does the wifey. She needs to go in timeout too. Because guess what? We are all stressed out. If you have anybody in the house besides yourself, there is going to be stress. That's just a fact. And it is a way of life that you have to understand and appreciate at the same time and know how to handle it. And if you can come at it from TLC, it's a lot better. Just calm down. Take a deep breath. Lower the intensity. Let me tell you, I am a heated woman. Oh yeah. And I am passionate. If you're married to a passionate person, ugh, you know that fire? Oh no, it's not just a fire. It's an inferno, right? Okay, yeah, that's my fire. I'm an inferno. But we don't have to be ragers. We don't have to be so crazy. We can be controlled. We have to learn how to lower the intensity. And finally, number three, which I think is honestly the most important one, C, care for the heart. You have got to see the person's heart so you don't let your own emotions get carried away. Now, that doesn't mean that you are saying, oh, yep, they're right, I'm wrong. That doesn't mean that you are saying that their actions are 100%. It doesn't mean that you love the challenge or the situation you're in. It's just a pause to understand that, you know what? There's something much bigger here. There's an individual that has a heart that also carries emotions. And me sitting here being mean and getting all angry and bent out of shape, really, where is that getting us? Nowhere. And depending upon where this getting mad and frustration happens, is it in the privacy of your own four walls? Is it in front of the children? Is it out in public? Is it in church? Maybe it's in the car. during rush hour traffic and you have people driving by honking their horn because they see the fumes coming out of your car. We've got to understand that there is a person on the other side of your anger or your frustration or the situation. Care for the heart. When you calm down and allow yourself to give the TLC that's needed, you look at situations totally differently. You see life in a different light. And you can come to respect each other. That doesn't mean, again, that you're saying that you're right or that he's right or the situation was bad to begin with and why are we even here? And then you have to go back like 3 years to figure out why you're there. Yeah, no. It's saying that, you know what? I care about you as an individual. God created you, and that means you have value. You have worth. That's what you're telling the other person on the side of your anger and frustration and craziness. Conflict and challenges are never fun, regardless of the circumstances. But if you take a moment and just calm down, you can change the outcome to be beneficial from all sides. This is a way you stay clear of being emotionally triggered. If you are living in a marriage that is emotionally triggered, your marriage is a mess. I'm just putting it out there. And it's riding on a little string. That's it. That's where it's tied to. And that's not much because it takes one little thing for it to completely unravel. Let's be honest. You're going to have a few blowouts in life. You're going to have a few heated discussions, really intense heated discussions. But you can always mend the fences with a little TLC, which means you get to just calm down. Go out, make this an incredible weekend. Hey, guess what? The playoffs are starting. Come on, a little football? Never hurt a relationship. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.